Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Wow, isn't that a wonderful, warm welcome from our spokes lady, little girl, Ariana Stanley from Minnesota, Medford, Minnesota, which is the middle of nowhere, the middle of the country, up north in the snow country. Sometimes they get sun. This is Ron Clayton calling. I'm hosting actually today the show, Tuesday Travel Day, that Rick Reese and myself will introduce you to some concepts and the idea of we've learned that travel is actually a healthy way of living and a healthy outlook for life. And that's what we talk about on Tuesdays. So we want to welcome you on whatever platform you're joining us from. We know that not only our base home is called Blog Talk Radio, the name of the show is Optimize Your Life. And this show was created about 10 years ago by a gentleman named Earl Wolk. Earl Wolk, he was a genius, marketing genius, and maybe we'll have time to talk about him a little bit today. But through his process, and teachings and the creativeness, he created this online radio show that we could, before it was, you know, before he had all the other technologies of being able to communicate, he brought to the world this platform so we could communicate on an open forum, open line, and we do that several times a day in several ways during the week. We call it the Hour Hope Hour for lunch. And so we're glad that you could join us today. It's going to be an incredible day where we're not only going to, as I mentioned, talk about travel, we're going to talk about the healing and healthy prospects of what health, what travel could do for your health. Good afternoon, Rick Reese. How are you today? It's so good to see you on our show today.
Oh, I am doing fantastic. Thank you. It's just good to be here.
Well, we've come off, for my wife and I, we come off, we share with you the we've watched, we're on our
your
new adventure.
Your wife and I, what?
Well, she's over in her office. You know, it's really funny. We had this marvelous.
That's always a congratulations for retirement.
Thank you, Rick. She's right here with me today.
What? That is amazing. Wow,
it's
dreams do come true.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. A few years ago, we got introduced by a mutual friend who, as you know, is a genius, a person who had a heart as big as you know, get out. He had a vision for the world, for us as individuals. He had a faith that was big enough and carry on for everybody, and a thought that what we can do is make this a better world. And Rick, you introduced us to this concept. It's an idea. It's a program. It's a world. It's a greenhouse, an environment to live in. And let me tell you something. The day after we met you, we never been the same.
Likewise, Brenda and I as well. You know, it's I like how you put it. It's a greenhouse. It's a place to survive.
Well, I think we go far beyond survive. I think the beauty of what we have,
thrive.
Rick, is that we're going to arise above the survive. That's good. I'm getting like you. We're going to rise above the survive.
We're
going to
thrive.
Here we go.
Say that again?
Be like country boy in here pretty soon, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Love is not love until you give it away.
Give it away. Well, you know, you and what you did when you met Lynn and I, when Jonathan introduced us to you guys, there were two things that set. First of all, for 40 years now, I had been mentored by Joel Griffin, who you know, if you think about it, someone comes into your life that has a PhD in math, who has been an advisor to three presidents, who spoke in front of Margaret Thatcher, had him talk in front of Parliament. Now, you have an option to be able to get advice from him, to get friendship with him. You get the ability of learn what he knows. And what's that worth in a person's life? For us, it's been the difference. We'd have been just, you know, hanging out like most any other people do and just survive. But, you know, inside us, God put these dreams. He had dreams in our heart. I was a kid. I remember I had this folding cot that, you know, if we ever had guests over, you unfold a little aluminum thing and, you know, stretch the cloth and they'd put their sleeping bag on. They'd sleep overnight because my mom and dad, even though we lived in a house, we weren't in the woods. Mom and dad, if you slept over, you had to sleep on a cot. But anyways, I used to take that cot and put it on top of my bed, my mattress, and I made forts. I covered up. I'd make forts or I'd make ships. I'd be dreaming about where I'd be headed, or spaceships. We'd tell stories about where we're headed on our ship. And, you know, I didn't think about that till recently, that, you know, we were creating dreams of where we thought we could go from what we had learned. My school had a program called Scholastic Magazine, and it was mostly a news magazine, Rick, that we would learn about, you know, Mississippi River every spring. Mississippi River flooded. So today when I see it on the news that it's flooding, I'm not surprised. It's been doing it my entire life. So as a kid, it's not new. People who live on water get wet. there comes a point in time when you got to say, wait a minute. If you don't want to get flooded, don't live in a floodplain. You don't want to be no water, then don't live in the desert. Don't want to freeze to death, stay out of either Colorado or Minnesota.
not Buffalo.
Not Buffalo, yeah. But, you know, it's funny, all weekend long when we were celebrating Linda's retirement, people were asking us, you know, where we're going, where we've been, where we're going. In fact, they ran a little contest and they were checking out how many countries have we gone to. And we lost track. I mean, we've not been that. We haven't traveled anywhere near like you have, Rick and Brenda. But we have traveled some. And because of you, we've been, you know, to Europe, and we talk about the countries there, and we've been to the Caribbean, we've been to South America, we've been that way. We've been out west. We actually been in and out of Chicago, so we've been to a couple of different countries right in that place. You know, we really had the privilege of being mobile, being able to get around.
That's
and
awesome.
When we do it, you know, I know we're talking a little bit ago. Brenda talked about having an incredible evening and New Year's Eve. You know, New Year's Eve is always a special time. You have a big party and celebration. And I think this year there's something maybe being planned where we could be on the ocean on a ship for New Year's Eve. What an excitement. And looking forward to that. Now, that's the end of the year. That's months away. But we can think about it and plan on it. We talk about what we're going to wear, where we're going to go, where it's going to go, who's going to be with us. Between now and then, who can we bring with us? You know, that is all about a vision. And in doing that, our energies are about building, creating, joining, working, building up. Helping people realize the vision of fulfilling it. Friends that a few years ago had some real problems with their house. It was not in good shape. The house was deteriorating. You know, houses, if you don't take care of them, you know, besides just paint and, you know, that stuff, you got to really take care of roofs wear out. They get old and they got to be replaced. The windows, they got to be fixed. But, well, this happened that theirs just got out of hand. And we were fortunate to be in a position to help them. But they had some issues with some credit issues in their life and problems. So I could talk about the story because they've given me permission to share it. Well, we got in a position where we could guide them and help them get past it. And today they live in a beautiful two-bedroom, two-bathroom, first floor laundry condominium in college town, college area of Buffalo, New York. They've got a beautiful porch. They go up. They got twin doors, like French doors, off their living room, and they got a private porch. They go out there and have a barbecue on their private porch. All this, when they were living in a house, so frankly, the insurance company said, we can't insure it anymore because it's not. Now, that's a long place from where they were. And God gave us the tools to help them. You'd do the same thing for the people you know, too. You've done it. You've helped people, Rick. You've helped hundreds of people to get a home, replace a home. People that were down in Katrina, they didn't have a home. And you helped them. You reestablished them in a whole new town. Their families, you helped them recreate their life. See, when you're doing those kinds of things, you don't have time to bitch and moan about what's not right about America. You don't have the time to talk about how you've been cheated. You don't have time to talk about how you didn't get the same deal somebody else did. You don't get the time to say somebody doesn't like you. You're too busy trying to give and live. And
I totally
forgot
about that, Ron. It's amazing you mentioning that as far as helping the people of Katrina that was fleeing Katrina, who came to our city here in Colorado Springs. And the United Way put me in position to run a disaster recovery center to help integrate them into our community, into this region. 1,500 people. And that was one of the most rewarding times of my life. But I totally forgot about it until you just mentioned helping people get home. But I had the keys to the city. And we had everybody in the city was on board. And it's funny because we had the fire department over getting furniture that was donated from all these different furniture stores. And the fire department, nice size fire department here in Colorado Springs, nice size city, they were responsible for stacking and storing all this furniture. And when we found the folks' homes, they helped move the furniture. I mean, the fire department helped move the furniture to the different homes. And the grocery stores and the restaurants all provided food for them. And the car dealerships gave them really special deals on cars. And I totally forgot it until you mentioned it.
Well, you see, because you gave of yourself, Rick, and you supplied that. You were part of the process, but you were not just part of the process. You were an integral gear in the process. You ever seen those games for little kids and they're like a frame and they've got all different size gears on them and there's one with a handle on them. When you turn it, it turns the other one, it turns the other one, it turns the other one. And all the gears are working because one spoke is moved. See,
I was chairman of an organization here in Colorado Springs and a community organization. And when Katrina happened and we had all those folks come, I told my board, I was chairman of the board, but sometimes there's someone that sits on the board when there's a question everybody looks at. If they're not looking at you, you really aren't the boss. But and they weren't looking at me, right? And so when this happened, I said, hey, to the board, we've got an opportunity to do some really great things in helping out these families and all the different things. And do you know what? As a consensus, my board said to me, they said, we don't do the work. We get the work done. And I said, what does that even mean? myself and my executive director, we looked at each other and said, we're not missing this opportunity, regardless of what the board says. And myself and my executive director, we volunteered and went to go help. And again, that was one of the most rewarding times of my life. My board said, we don't do the work. We get the work done. And I'm like, what did they say? as the kids say now, you're not the boss of me. I'm out of here, buddy. And we did. And it's funny because after the fact, when we got the job done, thank God, the board actually recognized us and gave us a, you know, an award and all that stuff. Sometimes in your life, you just got to do what's right. You know, you got to follow your heart and do what's right. And that's why I can tell the story now. Had I not done that, you know, you'd live your life in regrets, you know, for the things and opportunities, you know, that you miss. That's why, you know, Linda retiring, your wife retiring, is a big deal because she's retiring from a job and not from her dreams.
No, it's the opposite. In fact, I'm looking at a big, we got this beautiful carved wood plaque that's over up by the door on a little table we have by the door. And it says, to travel is to live.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that. That was my slogan. That was my slogan in an advertising campaign that I was going to run. Oh, man, way back when. I can't even remember. It's almost at the beginning of when we started using YouTube, when YouTube came out. And so that was a slogan I was using, and I created this entire ad campaign. And then I got convicted. I said, man, I don't want people, but it's true, to travel is to live. I said, man, I don't want people committing suicide if they can't. It was in my own mind, of course. Go ahead.
I'd like to share something with you, Rick. This is profound. Do you know the people that it's not that they have to do what we're doing, but they better have something else to substitute.
They better.
Because quite frankly, if they don't, they're living life, basically. They're missing the hole that could not. They're missing the hole of life. H-W-H-O-L-E, the whole of life. That is within
life.
The wholeness of fulfilling the vision that is implanted in our heart. To make it happen, you have to touch the lives of other people. You can't do it without them. It's not like there's some magic box that you reach into and pull it out. No. You know, when we go on that cruise at Christmas, and it's just not going to happen. There's steps that have to take place to make it happen. And what's so neat, we'll get there if we help other people. They may not choose to go on that cruise, but we may help somebody else to go on a different cruise. We started out, we were working on this project at the end of the month. It's called Memorial Day. And every year, our country is dedicated national holiday. And we've been working to put together this Memorial Day celebration, commemorative, really. And there'll be 1,000 people or so or more. And it's at a naval park in Buffalo, New York, in a historic museum. And we've been blessed because we're going to have a keynote speaker. He's a friend and a partner in the Hope Collection at Golden Rose Society, Captain Len Kane, who, by the way, retired as a rear admiral. In the Army guys, they call it two-star general. He was a rear admiral. And he's now coming to speak to make the proclamations and reflect on what it does.
Let me tell you a story that Lynn told me. Lynn called me up a couple of days ago. No, about last week. And he says, Rick, I'm not sure why he called me, but this is what Lynn said, and I can relate because I'm a retired military myself. Whether this story, you know, well, okay. Lynn said, Rick, I want to clarify something. He said that I was selected for rear admiral, and I had to make a decision. You know, he was a captain, of course, in the Navy, and a Top Gun, every award you can think of. I forget how many military missions he's flown in Vietnam, but he says, Rick, they selected me for rear admiral. He said, but I had to make a choice. He said, they were going to send me back out to sea. And it was at a time that my sons and my family totally, absolutely needed me. And he says, I didn't accept the promotion selection. And so I retired as a captain in the Navy, as opposed to the Rear Admiral. And I said, really? He says, yes, Rick, I just wanted to call you. Again, that's why I wasn't sure why he called me, but to clarify, like my, and I said, well, Lynn, I totally understand, because I made that same decision myself in the military, retiring as a major in the United States Air Force. I was selected as a lieutenant colonel, and I had a choice, and they were sending me to another assignment away from my family. And my, you know, Cameron and Brittany, my kids were at an age where they needed me. And I made the choice to retire instead of accepting the promotion. And I said, I told him that, I said, I'm not sure why, you know, you're clarifying this for me. He said, well, I just want to make it clear, you know, that that I actually retired as a captain, which is a major deal in the Navy. And but I didn't accept the Rear Admiral position. I said, well, Lynn, if you hadn't have called me, I would have fought anyway. that said otherwise.
Well,
because in my eyes,
yeah,
you know, that's
it's
called, man, run. It's called integrity. It's called, and I said, Lynn, you have just propelled yourself even more so in my eyes. And I went, wow, it's called integrity. It's called integrity. And I said, well, Lynn, you're going to be speaking. And I said, if you want to clarify that, he says, Rick, I'm not even going to clarify it. It's okay. It's not near any here nor there. It's not even in my speech because of the things I'm going to be talking about. That's a person that doesn't look to the past, but looks to the future. And I was listening to something this morning, and it was talking about how people worry, have anxiety about the future. They worry and have depression about the past when they need to live in the moment and have clarity in the moment. Ron, our friend Lynn Kane, at this age and this place in his life, of all the accomplishments and all the things and the accolades and everything that he has received and doing everything by demonstration, you know, combat hero, Top Gun, you know, the Peace Awards that he's been, Nobel Peace Prize? Been selected for 5 times. And the integrity that he has even today, that's a person that you had mentioned about Joel and us being the better for having been friends of Joel and Burl Walk. Ron, we walk in greatness. And you and Linda, I walk in greatness, you know, because of the people that I surround myself with, and Country Boy, and Mary, and the list goes on and on. Gary, the list goes on and on and on and on. And people choose who to surround themselves with. And that choice is life or death. Back to you.
Well, thanks for sharing that with me. And it's so typical of Len, what you shared, Rick, because he is a humble man. But you know what? His humbleness is not like a false sense of, you know, there's people that walk around trying to be humble, and the fact is they're being arrogant. Len Kane, there's not an arrogant bone in his body. I've seen him walk through the town. He lives in Coronado. That's San Diego for us Americans. Coronado's one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in my life. It's right on the Pacific Ocean. And we're walking all through the town, and every step that man took, people would either salute him. He's in like a Hawaiian shirt and shorts. I mean, he's a civilian, right? I mean, but people still recognize him and they salute him. Or they came up to him and shook his hand and Just every, we wouldn't go 15 feet. We'd go into a restaurant. It took us 20 minutes to get from the parking lot into the restaurant because the people that greeted us greeted him with a love and respect. And that's why I'm so excited to have him in Buffalo, New York for the first time in his life. He's never been to Niagara Falls. He's flown enough airline between the Air Force, I'm sorry, the Navy, and he was a commercial pilot on flights around, traveling people around the world. He's flown enough miles to go to the moon and back. He's never been to Niagara Falls. And so we're going to honor him and take a tour on Saturday when he begins, Friday, Saturday. Sunday morning, he's in the pulpit. He's going to be speaking to our church and sharing and making the message of the middle of Memorial Day service. And then Monday morning, I'm keeping him at work. I told him, hey, you're not coming to Buffalo, slack off here. Put it to work, sir. And he does. He'll lead the commemorative celebration. And we're so excited to him. We found out not too long ago, Kane was one of the original Boy Scouts. And in respect to that and honor, well, first of all, we're going to be honoring Lon Kane, the Boy Scout again, as well as the leader, fighter, pilot, peacemaker. He's going to be honored at the ceremonies for his Boy Scouts. And we got 30 Boy Scouts from Troop 350 in Medford, Minnesota they're taking a train. They're raising money right now. And anybody that would like to make donations to the cause, you can go to the Boy Scouts, Troop 350, BSA, Boy Scouts of America. And there's other places you can find the email, and you can make a donation to help them defer the cost, obviously. We got 30 boys coming and their parents coming from Medford to Buffalo, and they're going to sleep. Listen to this, Rick. One of the crew, one of the monument ships we have at the Buffalo Naval Park is the USS Little Rock. Now, that ship is a wonderful ship, and it was used in World War II ship, and they're going to sleep on board. Boy Scouts themselves are sleeping on board the ship. And Mary was telling me this morning, Mary Stanley, she's one of our board members, normally the park charges $200 to sleep on board the ship. And they're letting them stay on the ship. What a treat and honor to be able to have that happen.
So they're donating that and allowing them to sleep on the ship?
Yes.
Wow. That is amazing.
No, they're staying on the Little Rock. Huh? So, well, there's three ships. There's the Little Rock.
The Sullivan.
For USS Sullivan. Those were named after the four brothers that were killed. At that time, they allowed family members to join the service to be on the same ships. They can't do that anymore. And in honor and respect to those four brothers, the Sullivans, that ship was named. And then we've got a submarine, USS Croker. K-R-O-C-K-E-R. And that was a World War II Navy sub. I've been inside it. Let me tell you something. You can't believe how cramped the people that ran that submarine and survived in that can. And it's right there, and right in front of all these ships is a parade ground of monuments. We got a monument to World War II. We got a monument to the Korean War, we got a monument to the Vietnam War, we got a monument to the Middle Eastern Desert Storm, and we got a monument that's there for the post-war traumatic syndrome survivors and people who haven't survived, that have gained that issue, that physical and mental disease. And there's an organization called Battle Within, and they're sponsoring this whole program. They are literally sponsored, and they're bringing Lon Kane and his wife, Ann, to Buffalo. They're staying at the Russell Steaks and More, a wonderful five-star restaurant hotel with a memorial park to heroes called American Heroes. And there's a monument to Battle of the Bulge, 9/11 tribute, Purple Heart, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, tribute to the 3407th, the plane crash at Buffalo Airport, all the people and the first responders and the military folks that have passed away. that's built in front of the restaurant hotel where you're staying, Rick. I believe you and Brenda are staying there. Besides
right.
being an incredible, incredible hotel, incredible, incredible restaurant, the park in front of the restaurant. When Russell bought the lot to build this hotel, it was the number one valued piece of property in Buffalo, New York. And instead of putting his business on the front of the street, he built about a 1,000-yard piece of plot of land. Maybe it's a half acre. He put up this memorial park and did it to dedicate to and honor our veterans and first responders. So you'll be seeing that when you get there Sunday night. That's just going to be great. And then we're spending time Saturday night, and we're going to have a dinner with Captain Lund and his wife, Ann. And we're going to have a group of people from the Naval Park and other people from the Battle Within that are going to join us for dinner. So we'll have that time together. And then Sunday,
that is so
he does
awesome.
Sunday morning, he's going to do the service. Sunday afternoon, we're talking about having an open house at our house and getting together and everybody. And we'll have a shuttle service from the airport to Rick Reese's reception committee out there at the airport.
Well, you know we have a car.
Okay. Well,
we'll
make sure
still
you
would love to see you.
Yeah, well, we can do that. So,
yeah, either way,
still,
you know, we do have a car.
Yeah, we are filling in the time because we don't want to waste a moment of being able to have your and Lund's presence because it is a special
awesome.
Treat. And I would
that
call
awesome.
Right now a highlight. It's going to be the highlight for many, many people. Many, many people are looking forward to meeting you and Brenda and obviously
yes,
Lon and Ann. And this whole weekend is going to be celebrating and lifting people up.
That's so awesome. Let me ask you, the PTSD, the Battle Within Foundation and Memorial in Buffalo, New York, do they know about Dr. Dubin?
Yes, they do. In fact, because he's been on, I won't say he's been on a sabbatical, he's been working on finishing up. They did a blind study, and he's doing writing up a white paper. By the way, the test results are in. They had an 85% success rate of treating Dr. Dubin's treatment of successfully beating post-war traumatic syndrome.
Wow.
Now, with that white paper, which will be released in July, he has also been invited. When he's finished with that, he's got the project to work, and again, become more involved with the Battle Within people. And of course, Mark Donnelly, he's one of the board members, and he put this whole package together, and we've got connected, and we got Dr. Dubin connected with them. More importantly, what's happened, Rick, recently, we have another business partner in the Hope Collection and Golden Rule Society and Marketplace Ministries called Jobonomics. And there's this other gentleman who is a former Air Force fighter pilot, war hero, decorated hero. His name is Chuck Vollmer. Chuck was the marketing, or he was a director of marketing for Northrop Grumman, airplane maker. Before that, he was the general manager of McDonnell Douglas. I think you've heard of those. Those are both pretty good defense contractors. And then he started writing books, and he developed a whole program of economic development for depressed areas. His wife's best friend, her name is Garland, lady's name. And Garland is a senior executive assistant to the president of Walter Reed Hospital. Now, because of that and the direct connection with Chuck Vollmer, Jobonomics, and Dr. David Dubin, right now as we sit, as soon as the white paper is released, the president of Walter Reed has invited Dr. Dubin to come to Walter Reed. They're going to pick out a specific group of veterans, and they're going to have him treat them. this is, you talk about, they've been working for years to get into the Pentagon.
Wow,
now,
that's
you
awesome.
And the Sarah, how easy is it to get a private practice contract of anything into service?
Right. Amazing.
You talk about bureaucracy and time and what you have to go through and the people you have to know and all that stuff. Right now, cutting all through all that because of the connections between Len Cain, Chuck Bulmer, Dr. Dubin, Mark Donnelly from Battle Within, we are now on the precipice of actually having Dr. David Dubin take the neurological, the system to treat without drugs. Key word is without drugs. Treat our veterans, our friends, men and women that have been dealing with this the disorder, that the number one way that they treat them is drugs. It's produced tens of thousands of drug addicts and men on the street, women on the streets. So if we are able to successfully finish the completion of this project, this will be going viral in the veteran system across the country. And also we have a private practice program set up so that if somebody wanted to open a clinic, they can do it. And it can be done efficiently, effectively. And we can even train veterans themselves to be the performers of this, the treatment. On some other soldiers and do it in a clinic setting.
And you know, California, it's an international problem.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, in California, several insurance companies are covering the costs. Can you believe that?
I mean, you've got soldiers and just people in general who are going through, you know, PTSD syndromes around the world that are trying to figure out, you know, how do I get over this? And I mean, so that solution that Dr. Dubin is perfecting, and of course the lab results are proving him, you know, to be right on target. That solution is huge. You know, as you was talking and you was mentioning the Battle Within Foundation, I went online as you was talking and I went to their website, thebattlewithinfoundation.com. And I was looking at what they actually do, Memorial Day service, you know, what they're doing with Captain Len Cain this year, and what they did for last year in their Memorial Day service at the Naval Military Park, and then hosting the non-denominational memorial service and the whole thing that they did. And it's a whole big deal. And the keynote speaker from last year. And so you really helped him out when you said, I know who we can get to speak. you really helped him out because they have a whole program. And I'm just looking at the layout of their program. It's like, wow, how about that? I mean, it's just amazing. And it's a real big deal. So when they update for this year, of course, it's going to be Captain Len Cain. I'm like, you know, he should be in there now. How come you haven't updated your website?
today May 1st. What day today is? Today May 1st?
The second.
The press kits went out today. So that will be made now. Yeah.
Oh, okay, awesome. You know, it's amazing because you and Linda hosted, what was that event that you and Linda hosted there at the Naval Park a couple of years ago where you guys was
we helped commission the new version of the USS Little Rock. Linda and I had the privilege of escorting the Secretary of the Navy and his wife to the event.
You guys can't help but get involved. It tracks you down. I was mentioning on the call last night in Marketplace Ministry how the Lord connected me to one of the top leaders in Marketplace Ministry. And there's something about doing the do of your purpose, and walking in that purpose on purpose that puts you right in the middle of things. Where that's why I say you guys can't help but be in the middle of everything, because you're walking in your purpose on purpose. And all the things that are needed show up. And I mentioned the story yesterday how, you know, God connects me with one of the top guys, leaders in marketplace ministry through a person a year later. Right. A year later, this guy tracks me down and tells me about a book by this gentleman who is one of the leaders in marketplace ministry. This is a year after we had spoken in Mexico. And all of a sudden I get this support ticket saying, hey, Rick, this guy's trying to contact you. You know, here's his number. I call him and we're just talking. He says, yeah, remember we were talking a year ago about marketplace ministry, and I've got this book by this guy, Rich Marshall. And he's saying the things in the book that you were saying. I'm like, really? And he says, I think Rich lives in Colorado. Really? Ron, he lives up the street from me in Colorado, in Castle Rock. We met. So I call. I was like, really? Okay. I've forgotten the guy's name, so I text this gentleman. He says, yeah, it's Rich Marshall. And so I looked up online, you know, Rich Marshall. He's got a book, Amazon, and it has all his information. I go to his website, has all his information, email, telephone number. Send him an email. Hey, are you still in marketplace ministry? Yeah, I am. He responds back. And we had lunch last Friday. And it's amazing the confirmation of his vision that God has given him and the vision that God has given me. And this, I don't know if you ever heard of God TV, the whole broadcasting thing. Well, Rich does a program, a weekly broadcast on marketplace ministry. He knows Lance Wallnoe. He says, Rick, I knew Lance Wallnoe of the Seven Mountains when he was a pastor of a little church in Providence, Rhode Island, way back when. Many of the presentations that I have on the marketplace ministry site, betterworldchangers.com, Oz Hillman does a conference for marketplace ministers. He says, yeah, I was on the stage with Oz Hillman. And so he's a major guy. And I was like, wow. And it just reminded me that you don't have to track down, you know, any tools, any people, anything, money. It will find you if you walk out your purpose. If you walk out your vision, you'll find yourself. And so I told him, we met last Friday, I says, the way that we came about, that we are actually sitting here having coffee, you would not believe, but yeah, you would believe. But Ron, everything that we're talking about in marketplace ministry is spot on. Every single thing that we're talking about. He says, Rick, I do a weekly meeting with leaders down in Colorado Springs. I mean, with heads of banks, you know, I mean, just at that high level, you know, Hobby Lobby, he's done meetings for the owner of Hobby Lobby and Oral Roberts. And I mean, he's at that level. But you know what's interesting, Ron? He said, Rick, there's no one solution. There's no one solution. He says, God has everyone on an individual walk. And we're all coming together for such a time as now. And it just blew me away how we came together. And so he says he works with this group out of Denver, with the men's group and women's group. And he says, and they identify, it's called core values something, and they identify 10 core values of people that are in ministry and marketplace. And they're tracking it on a monthly basis when they meet one day every month from like 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. at night. And he says, we're tracking these 9 core indicators, and people rank themselves on these core indicators, and we're tracking it every month. on what they're what they rank themselves, you know, from 1 to 10 on these core areas. I said, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. And I said, well, what we do, in addition to that, is that we're looking at, is a person walking in their purpose? Do they know what their purpose is? And to walk in that spirit, mute your phone if you're listening in, mute your phone. We hear a lot of rustling in the background. Are they walking in their purpose on purpose to walk in their spiritual authority? You know, are they walking in their vision of their success to walk in their marketplace authority? And then, of course, the seven mountains, what business tool in the marketplace are they using, you know, that God is blessing to transfer wealth, to free them up, to be personally free? Like you said, you and Linda are mobile, you're mobile, to be mobile, to do the things that God has called them to do, to go into the community and make a change and in the community, you know, to bring wealth into the community for change. And also to spread the gospel, being believers, to spread the gospel. And so he looked at what I was doing. He was like, wow, and all in the context of spiritual warfare and understanding the nature of spiritual warfare. And he said, wow. And I said, every single person that God is raising up, they've got their thing that God has taken them through, which is their testimony and their story. And so he says, Rick, there's no one way. You know, God is raising up people and the believers in the marketplace and for such a time as bringing us all together. And so in meeting him, and I always pay attention to when I meet someone, like when I met you and Linda and Burl and Joel, I know that there's a purpose for it in the timeline of what God is doing. Because when we are ready, you know, the teacher appears when the students are ready, and the students appear when the teacher is ready. And so when that happens, Ron, there's something that is getting ready to just explode for such a time as when Linda retires.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to say something with you, Rick. You're talking about these moments. It was last summer. We were literally just going out the door, and the phone rang. I get a phone call from this guy. You might have heard of him, Frank Siller. He's the founder of Towers of Tunnel, Tunnel and Towers Foundation. Okay. They're the ones that, for $11 a day, they help pay off the mortgages or they build homes for wounded veterans. He calls me. Now, he wasn't in an office somewhere in New York. He was on a bicycle on Long Island doing the ride that they do every summer to support this organization and promote it and everything. The foundation, the president calls me to talk about how we can get involved with us in the Golden Rule Society and the whole collection. I've got a letter here from him that I've got to respond to him because we agreed that that was not the day we were going to be talking. But we now need to follow up on that because there is every reason in the world for us to be able to make a connection, to be able to, without watering down what we're doing, because they cover the same, the areas that we're trying to touch lives about covers it, identical. And so, it, just like you just said, God is raising up people, rising up organizations that get together and making a difference in the world. Can you hear me still? Did I shut the phone off?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I pushed. I got a new phone. It's very touchy. Sorry about that, guys.
Your phone has an attitude. You know, I was thinking this morning.
I gotta get it under control. So, well, look.
Or does it have to get you under control?
Yeah.
Funny.
Well,
I'll tell you.
Linda's training
Brenda,
me, too, now.
Huh?
Linda's training me, too.
Oh, that's a tall order now. Oh, well, now she's got a full-time – you're in full-time school.
That's right. Well, actually, one of the things – we are because Linda and I registered with ETS, which is the training program for Holy Land tours and Turkey and Greece, the historical timelines and the program, the tour company that serves and our community both promote support. It's such an incredible track record of this company, and we're going to become certified as Holy Land tour guides and a specialist.
You guys are. What I love about what you guys are doing and how you have positioned yourself, aside from the fact that when you join Search 365, a travel business, it helps satisfy your dream to get over to Europe and cruise on the Viking River Cruise magazine that you had before you came into the business. And what's so cool about you guys, you're walking out in life and demonstrating for others to see and to follow, if they choose, exciting careers from home. Linda worked in the patent office for how many years and retires 19. Last Friday. How many years?
19 years.
19 years, retires last Friday, and she can now retire with a travel business. And not only a travel business, but a travel business that connects to the industry. And to be able to take, like you're saying, the ETS training to become certified in Holy Land tours or wedding destinations or special needs travel, having access to all of this travel training without having to go back to school, college, and spend thousands of dollars in tuition costs and years of classroom. Immediately, the home is now her classroom. The world, you know, you go out and just field trip. and to be able to do this under the umbrella of Search 365. And I was thinking about that the other day, all the products that are under Search 365, and now full-time being able to create income streams of income, whether it be on the travel side, whether it be on sharing the opportunity. We're licensed to share the opportunity for other people who want to join the travel business, and we get paid for that. And or the Vortex link, giving out that free customer Vortex link where people can book, organizations can book, nonprofits can book through that link, or businesses can book through that link. And they're going to save over the Expedia price and the Priceline public price. And 60% of what they save comes back to you and Linda as an income stream. If the person saves $100, that's $60 coming in. You know how long it takes some people to make $60? You know, and you just gave out a free link. But the multiple streams of income and being able to work from home and to go into whatever area you want. You guys may say, Rick, I just want to take the 7-day vacation stay. We've been members consistently for 12 months, and so now we have a 7-day vacation stay where we can go to over 3,000 locations worldwide, and the accommodations are taken care of for us. And you guys can do that. Mute your phone. We're getting a lot of background here. Either speak. We're getting background of moving things around. And you guys can do that. And that's powerful. You know, that's working from home. Travel is the number one U.S. export, working from home in the travel business, the largest industry on the planet, $9.6 trillion. And traveling like an insider, you guys travel like insiders. When you went over for that free cruise or that cruise in Europe, you came home to an $800 check on your own cruise. We sell fun. You guys enjoy the tax benefits and of traveling and knowing that there are many write-offs and tax benefits having your own home-based business. And because you guys are so savvy, you have access more than a lot of people that are in the business, Ron. You guys take advantage of the largest inventory, the largest travel inventory on the planet, you know, to get the best rates on the planet in travel because you have access to the travel inventory and that you guys help other people. You guys are, I think your gift is hospitality because you guys are just amazing in doing parties and helping people and, you know, the cookie things that Linda does and the card thing that she does. You know, you guys, I mean, it's perfect. Right now it is perfect, and now she's freed up from the job to now do the things of her passion. You guys are going places.
Well, that is true, and you know it's really better yet. We're not going alone. So many people, they don't go places because they don't have anybody to go with. They don't have anybody to go see, and they don't have anybody to go with them to see. And, you know, I think that's really important. When you're able to share something that you find good, it multiplies the value of it. You know, we had a couple that went on the last – when we went on a cruise back in February, we spent Valentine's Day on the Conquest, Carnival cruise ship, and we went to Mexico. Do you know what happened on the February 14th besides Valentine's Day, Rick? Everybody was encouraged to go out on the deck, which we did, and it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and all of a sudden they had this big screen. Well, that's where they play the drive-in theater at night. You just go out and watch the drive-in movies on the deck by the pool and popcorn and all that stuff. But anyways, Shaq O'Neal came on the screen. Now, Shaq's the spokesperson for Carnival. Well, Shaq evidently took some miniature course, but we had a renewal of our wedding vows. 400 people were led to renew their wedding vows. Now, we had wedding cake and champagne afterwards, but we got to renew our wedding vows while we were on the cruise in February. Now, you know what? I don't know how many people have that kind of opportunity all the time. Sometimes only once a year. But you know what? It was a wonderful treat. And, you know, my sister and brother-in-law, who didn't even ever have a honeymoon, now they have not been 3 years now. They've had three cruises.
Amazing.
I would say categorically, cruising has saved their marriage.
Amazing.
And that's just, you know, just incredible testimony to, like I say, why we love travel. How many people in your family can everybody that's listening on the show, how many people in your life can you open up a door to perhaps, you don't know what goes on behind the doors, people's lives. I used to hear somebody say most people walk around in life leading a life of quiet desperation.
Mm-hmm.
If you can put joy in somebody's heart by putting a dream and then helping them, you know what? The key is helping them to do it. Our friends, Gary and Linda, they're living a life where they live in their housing better than they ever did their whole marriage because we helped them.
Wow.
So, guys, my encouragement, what you taught us, Rick, is to help somebody. Reach out today. There's somebody who needs to hear from you so you can make a difference in their life. Thank you for taking time today, Rick, and everybody else that's on the call today. We appreciate
Let me
you
close
so
up. Let me say what you said, and as a quote, because I wrote it down as you said it, when you have the opportunity to share something you find good with someone else, it multiplies the value of it. And the return to you, wow, there is no price. So thank you for saying that. Back to you.
All right. Well, guys, everybody on the call today, thank you, Country Boy. Thank you, sir.
Country Boy.
Mary, thank you. Queen, say hi to you, too. We see you there. Can't hide. We find you. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye-bye.
We'll see you.